So a lot of the themes in these things I've been doing have been to remind people to clear. And then when you clear, you fill in, and then you protect. I'm going to talk a bit about this because it's needed. There are times in which you navigate through your life and you find yourself picking up other people's things because you've been taught. This is what a good person is supposed to do, is to take on other people's anger or their sadness or their grief and try to fix it. It's not our place to fix other people. I call myself a facilitator. I provide you these techniques. I will talk to you. I will light language you. I will help you in whatever ways, asking questions to help you shift perspectives, presenting other options. But I don't go in and fix you, because that is in violation of my basic, one of my most strongly held ethics is consent. I work with your consent. I don't just do it for other folks. And other people are more than happy to jump in without my consent. I recently had a major clearing done. And so intrusive thoughts that I thought was me just kind of like, what the hell was going on? Intrusive thoughts and then that feeling of being watched, it was all done without my consent. And I went through a major clearing from my kahuna friend. And it's a really amazing thing to be able to travel in my own bubble, in my own sphere, without anybody else knocking on the bubble, knocking on the door. So I encourage you each day, whenever you need it, to clear. I've recently been using this column of light coming in. Okay, Al, here's the way I see it. Remember Flashdance? And there was the dancer who was some sort of welder, and she wanted to be a dancer, and so she's doing her audition, and there's that iconic image of her sitting in her chair and her head is thrown back and the water is just splashing all over her. The first time I encountered this column of light thing, that's what I saw, because I needed that clearing. I needed it then and I needed it now. See that with a steady stream of energy coming through at you. So you're over here throwing your head back. I usually have my hands open to accept the energy too from all over. And it's a steady stream coming through me, washing away all of that which is not mine. And there may be times when somebody is more invasive than what you think. And that's when I encourage you to get extra added support. But I'm able to clear out a whole lot of stuff with that. And then by the same token, as I am clearing out stuff, you've got this space. So you want source light to come in and fill that in, because you don't know what's going to come in. Somebody else's stuff may be coming in and taking that place if you leave it empty. Honestly, for me, it's a single step. Light clear, light fill. I don't think there is a time where it's okay to be too tired to do it. That's that one thing. The filling in is something that I feel is really necessary, because otherwise you've got big holes in your energy, or you've got stuff coming in that you don't want and you're thinking, this stuff is BS. It doesn't work. It's because you're not completing the task. So with the column of light, for me, it's clearing and filling in as it goes. Sometimes it feels like we're just chipping away at stuff. And I had some stuff in place, but not enough. And this energy was really pervasive and it had spread out. I saw it like Doc Ock with those things like slipping out. So I did have to get support. I did ask for help and I got it. So I encourage you to use any sort of clearing process. If you need a waterfall, is a nice consistent feeling of energy flowing through you. Go with the white light. I just want you to utilize it in a way that you're able to. And then as you're clearing and you're filling in, then you can add your buckyball of love, that hamster ball of God around you. And you can be protected, assure that it call in whatever guides, call in source to it, to have that be really strong, really thick if you need to. Because taking on other people's stuff is them crossing your boundary. And yes, you're setting up your very strong boundaries. They're going to complain. Not your problem. You get to focus on you, on your healing. And if that means you're cutting toxic people out of your life, toxic habits out of your life, it's a struggle enough to sometimes keep yourself in line. Taking on other people's stuff is not going to help you. It will be a distraction. People want to distract you. These narcissists, these people who have their highest interests in heart, at heart, not yours, they're the ones who are going to complain. And guess what? It's not your circus, not your monkeys. Honestly, my monkeys fly. But, or as my friend Kai Bertrand says, not my kuleana, which is Hawaiian for not my problem. Focus on you. It's not selfish. No matter what anybody else says, you're working on your healing. And as you are working on your healing, other people may heal. They may accept it, they may not. Someone out there will accept those shifts in your energy with gratitude, and then they shift their energy. But again, the impact on other people is not your focus. The impact on your growth is your focus. Yeah, no light language with this. We're probably going to, I'll follow up with another video about that. But yeah. It's okay to take care of yourself first. I love you.